Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question dealing with the Stang guys. I lived in a two-story apartment. Had a very odd single guy living underneath us. There was a point where his car hadn't been moved in over 2 weeks. We started to get a foul odor, so we called the apartments. They called the cops and went in. I figured he was dead, but turns out he took a vacation and left the garbage full and rotting in half-empty food containers all over his home. Probably payback for all the ragers my 20-year-old psychotic ass was having 4 nights in a row.
Here's a heads up. I did this once. I was boiling chicken to make like chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So just chickens,
yeah,
whatever. And then I left to go on vacation. And same thing.
Chicken.
The chicken was in the fridge because I made the chicken salad. But I forgot to take the water off that stove.
Ooh.
Oh, God, it was awful.
Man.
It was the middle of summer. I was gone for like 5 days. I just walked in. I'm like, what is that?
I don't know what it is about chickens, man. Chickens and crabs, somehow, when they decompose, I think that's some of the worst smelling stuff ever.
Yeah, if I eat chicken wings at home, I feel like I have to take out the trash the next day.
Just do.
Guys, I hit a concrete septic tank reclaiming an abandoned mine site. When it broke, it oozed a thick black sludge with a smell I can't describe. And I've smelled a lot of nasty things.
Why?
What's that?
I don't know. It just seems a weird thing to put in there. Like, I smell a lot of nasty ass.
I go out of my way to smell it, man.
Like, I'm just saying. Why?
Guys, my dog farts. He's a Boston Terrier. He can clear a room and burn your nose hairs. They are silent but deadly. My poor sister-in-law. Her colostomy bag exploded.
Ooh.
I've never experienced something so bad. The smell was thick. I swear I could taste it.
That's so bad, man.
Guys, I flew two climbers off of lunch counter on Mount Adams that had been there for 21 years covered in snow. Of course, they were dead. They still had some smell.
Mm-hmm.
One guy still had his glacier glasses on his face when we took him off the mountain.
God.
I was stationed in Korea in the early 90s, worked at the mortuary there. We had one soldier down in a sewage pond. He had tried walking around the pond while drunk and fell in. It took a day or two to get him out. He smelled so bad, the hospital where they did the autopsy asked us to come get him after only being there for a few hours, since he was stinking up the entire hospital. That from Sarge.
And that's from a group of people that do autopsies.
Yeah. Guys, I got a super long-haired little dog I got when my ex and I broke up. The dog's name is Eve. She's cute and sweeter than hell, but she's also dumber than hell. Took her outside about a year ago while I was smoking a cig, and there was a baby skunk walking across the yard. So I got Eve inside before she saw it, and went to finish my cigarette, but did not close the door all the way. Eve bolts at it, thinking it wants to play. Stupidly chasing her and the pair of us, we both got sprayed full on.
Oh.
I had to bathe her for an hour to get the stink off of her. Then I had to shower and wash my hair forever, and the stink still was not going away. Had to buzz my hair, which I've been growing out for 4 years.
Oh, dude.
Keep on rocking, guys. That from Nathan.
Yeah, Eve.
Cute looking dog.
I guess.
Well, he sent the pictures.
Oh, okay.
Worst smell I smelled was when I was smoking weed at a park when I was younger. Turns out there was a dead body 100 feet away from the bench that we were sitting at. It was a heavily wooded area, so we didn't see it. We just smelled it. Ex-wife from the Philippines. She made dried fish, which is salted fish dried in the sun. You then fry it in oil. Smells like putting gym socks on a skillet. Worst smell ever. But actually tastes very good. Almost like bacon. With a hint of fish. Rock on, that from Adam in Gold Bar.
I don't know if that's a sales pitch. Mm-hmm. Our bacon just has a hint of fishy flavor.
Guys, I went hiking a lot in southern Utah with my dad as a kid, hiking down the bottom of a canyon, and started to smell this horrible smell of something dead. We continued hiking for another mile, and the smell kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Well, we come around the corner and see a dead cow with a calf halfway out of the mama cow.
Oh,
she clearly died during birth. It was pretty sad to see. And smelled horrific. I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I still remember it vividly. And one more from our question. Guys, I own a comic and Magic the Gathering store. Dog ass smells better than some of my customers.
I believe that, man. I believe that, seriously. Like, even at the convention over the weekend, Emerald City, right? There's most people are pretty well healed. They're in their costumes. Everyone's having a good time. And then there are those people, they're not in costume, but they look like comic book guy from The Simpsons, right? And it's just that vibe. That's who they are. And on three separate occasions, and different people each time, and keep in mind, you are surrounded by thousands of people. You can smell this person. And it's not like armpit BO. It's just, I just don't bathe kind of BO, like years of sweat kind of stink, man. And maybe it wasn't who I was looking at, but you know, you scan the room and I'm like, it's that guy over there. Yep. I know it is that guy over there. And if it's not you, sorry, but you look like you smell and somebody smelled.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Wishing a very happy 32nd birthday to my wonderful husband, Michael. I hope work is easy on you today. Birthday lad requested a bong hit, a beaver fart, and thrill shotgun gets in that order. Thank you, guys. That from Haley.
Get.
All of it, Charles. Would you awesome gents be so kind as to wish my coworker Raymond a happy birthday?
Nah.
How about a backwards fart and Al hitting the window and some Coach Ted wisdom about hitting the jackpot at the casino tonight? Thank you so much. As always, you guys are the best. That from Christina in Auburn.
All right, go to the casino and hit that jackpot. First of all, we got to go in there positive mindset, all right? It's your birthday. You're fired up. Maybe you're hearing my voice right now. She's driving you to that casino. You go in there. I don't know a ton about slots, but I know there's a system to it. Look at the old lady around you and go, what's the system for this one? And then play the same machine?
Yeah, I tend to stick with the same machine.
I don't know.
Or immediately take one over from the old lady that hasn't hit yet. That's how I hit big at the Flamingo.
Guys, it's my husband's day, 47th time around the sun today. Can you give him a shout-out to the Dirty Germans talking about having fun as you get older? Maybe fish sandwich. And some turtles, too, please.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, the secret to having fun when you get older are those two things. A fish sandwich and making such a noise.
Yeah, the other thing is the older we get, the more easy it is to have fun. So shout-out to the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, pharmaceuticals and a little loose on the backside.
And finally, for the birthdays, all the guys I'm writing in today so I can get a birthday shout-out, I hit the big double nickel. So can I get a fart montage and you guys talking all over each other about how awesome truck drivers are, please? And thank you. Been listening since the buzz days. That from Jason. Well, truck drivers are awesome, I'll tell you why.
One reason only.
They can't smoke weed, which means there's more weed for me to smoke.
Cool, you want
to keep that CDL license, you can't smoke any dope. Give me all your weed.
Maybe that's not for me.
And I'll smoke it for you. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.